college professor arrested. Penn State professor charged with repeated sex acts with dog in state forest.
Was he a bad boy?
Yeah. Being a naughty boy.
I do it to blow off steam. He asked the police to shoot him. He said, I need to die.
That was the dog?
It's been going on for so long that you almost have to wonder, like, if
it feels good.
These guys might be on to something.
Yeah, I mean, risk it for the biscuit. The Jews.
I'm telling you.
The trials and tribulations.
They weren't errors. They were trials. And technical difficulties do suck, though.
They do, dude.
6 million Jews should die.
Is that a bad way to start
the
show?
That's a bad way to start the show, the first 5 minutes.
Well, I can cut that out. That was the first 5 seconds. So you can only imagine where we're going to take this one.
Dude, I was listening to that podcast. I can't believe she's like getting some heat for saying that type.
You can't believe Roseanne that. Yeah, what world Roseanne do you live in? I can't believe if Roseanne said, I think 6 million people should die right now, and people freaked out.
She said that on this past weekend with Theo Von.
Yeah.
And it was like, and even
you know
even
she said the past weekend before that?
No, I'm not keeping tabs on Roseanne Barr, dude. No, but like, even through the audio, because I only listen to podcasts, I don't watch them, like, even through the audio, I could tell it was satire the way she was like saying it.
6 million Jews should die right now.
That's satire.
How's that satire? Satire, dude. I think she means it.
You think so?
I think she's trying to rally the troops back up. Oh, dude.
Another January 6th, dude?
Oh, yeah. That'd be July 6th.
July 6th, dude.
Yeah, she's trying to get the old squad back together, dude. Oh, yeah. Trying to get the band back together.
The boys are back in town, she says, dude.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, CJ.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, welcome back, dude. Where were you last
week? How's your sabbatical?
It's fine. I was just busy as heck.
Busy as heck.
Too busy for this.
Had some finals going. Got passed both my classes.
Nice.
Congratulations, dude.
Start new classes again in 3 days, so we'll be right back at it.
What are you taking?
This particular section is
for your bipolar.
Psychology?
No, I'm doing like a mass communications course, and it's just like media studies. And there's one that's actually kind of cool that I'm taking this session, which is like it's basically a road, virtual road trip of the I-10, and it just examines different communities along the way because the 10 just goes like all across the country.
Yeah, it's an interstate.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm interested to see how that goes.
You can take a drive and just live in a real life. I'm good.
Sure, I could. Yeah.
You could just go.
I could just do that.
Yeah, you could just do that, dude.
Yeah,
you could.
I mean, technically, you could.
You could just, you know, do anything. You could sit on a spike.
Oh. All right, Chris Angel.
Jesus, the David Blaine over
there. Masochist so much.
No, that was.
How does Chris Angel do it?
Do what?
Magic, dog.
Magic.
Welcome to the Welcome to the Freak Show. I mean, TV magic, sure. Yeah. Magic still trips me out, dude.
Oh, dude,
I'm not gonna lie.
Have you had
I'm like a blackout when it comes to magic?
Same, honestly.
I'm like, whoa!
Have you had in-person magic done to you?
Oh yeah,
that's wild.
First time I got fingered.
Yeah, dude, she made her finger disappear.
Damn, dude. Slide of hand, they call it, dude.
Yeah. No, I'm full African American when it comes to magic.
Yeah, no, for real, it does trip you out.
Mm-hmm.
It's the dark arts, dude. That's what it is. It's fucking black magic, dude.
Oh, yeah, true.
It's people just have a deal with the devil, dude, and they'll be like, just give me the sleight of hand or whatever it is, dude. The superpower.
Oh, yeah, slide that hand in.
That's what I think it is, dude. People have contracts.
You actually believe that?
Yeah, you can summon demons, dude.
Led Zeppelin, I think he was a devil worshiper.
Was he? A Satanist? Yeah,
but he also just stole songs from people. So it's like, I don't know if you worship the devil or you just stole music.
Oh, yeah. People, if you're like, let's do
Led
this.
Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
I hate that argument so much.
Do you?
Yeah.
But didn't they?
Because it's not. No. They carried on a tradition of blues. It's all rock music is like that. All blues particularly.
But isn't the one like Stairway to Heaven? Like they toured with one band.
That's right. Yeah, that one kind of, there was a little bit of a, you're like, there's definitely some parallel.
Look, dude, who hasn't stolen a joke every once in a while? We've all done it.
Okay.
I forgot about that one. Yeah. I thought, because a lot of people, when they say that, they're like, oh, all these songs are old blues songs. And you're like, yeah, that's what the blues is.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, or like the Doors or any, like, I mean, yeah. There's 12 chords. So it's like, you're going to stumble upon some, but yeah. I think that, yeah, that was
and
the
also
biggest
you
one.
Just take, it's just like reggae or anything like that. Like yeah. any kind of traditional music like that, where it's like you're borrowing from these traditions of the past in order to create something new.
Yeah.
What about that new band, dude? That sounds exactly like Led Zeppelin. The modern band.
Yeah, that's Fleet? More of a, yeah, Greta Van Fleet,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
more of a fucking steal to me than yeah. what Led Zeppelin
I
did.
Mean, regardless, the dude has an amazing
Well, they're
voice.
Just carrying on the tradition of ripping off oh, yeah. Led Zeppelin.
We're just carrying on the tradition of Led Zeppelin's music. Yeah, which is totally, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
That is wild, huh?
Hey, Pedro.
Hey, buddy, how are ya?
Who do you think you are?
That's Welcome good. To the quickest, WDTUR episode ever, dude.
Welcome back again, CJ. I love you.
Thank you so much.
I love you.
It was hard for him to say it. Did you hear it in his voice?
No, it wasn't hard for
Kind of crackled.
Say. No, it's not hard when I actually love the person.
Damn it. So you only do that? You only do that to me?
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. Why would you do that? You'd play with my heart like that.
Quit playing games with my heart.
Hey guys, I'm Nick. what a joy to be back with the band. It's back together.
The band is
guys.
Back in town.
You know,
dude.
We're making Jew jokes again. We're gonna go for racism, homophobia,
throwing the F word out,
make fun of trans people. This is gonna be buckle up.
Comedy's back, baby.
Comedy's back. You know what I'm saying? Watch out, YouTube.
And my name's Pedro, and I don't.
I'm not done.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, fuck off, dude. I'm Pete. What's your name?
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm CJ.
Welcome back, dude. Where were you last week?
Thanks, guys. I was doing schoolwork.
You're not going to plug CJ Talks?
Follow me online at CJ Talks. Funny. Because eventually I'll start doing stuff with it again.
You had to have like, got one follow from us, from the podcast.
From the yeah. podcast?
I think you've gotten one follow at least.
Yeah, Nicole, I think.
Yep. Shout out Nicole. Shout she out was Nicole wondering where you were last week, too.
She was.
And yeah, I thought maybe you would answer her, but no, you left.
I figured I'd let you guys answer.
Because I was like, well...
Why interact with our audience?
It's dude, about you.
Did you hear
this? It's about you.
Did you hear us struggle so hard to pull one video up? Like, we're yeah. like, this is hard, dude.
It
we
was
give,
hard.
We give him shit all the time, and it's like, he's yeah. essential. You
you're
know, if there was COVID
I'm an essential
going
worker.
Around,
you're an essential
you're an
worker.
Essential worker, dude.
Thank yeah. you, guys. Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah, we miss you, man.
You dress like you're an essential worker at PacSun.
Pedro bought me this, dude. Come on,
dude. That's a dope ass shirt. But he does. Look, I did shirt. Get it. I did get it at Zoomies. So
yeah,
did you?
It's mostly these fucking tan lines, dude.
Yeah, what's happening? Yeah. What are you doing? Look are you getting you, out in the dude. Sun?
Yeah, just working.
Oh, just working.
He works
what,
out.
A call going, girl.
What corner are you on?
I gotta blend in with the. Hispanics I work with.
Damn, that would be rough to pick up a prostitute and they are just like sunburnt from being outside. You take off their clothes and have a farmer's tan everywhere.
Yeah. They're just like sunburnt and meth mouth.
I don't know about you guys, but I like tans. I like a good tan
like the
line.
Bikini lines?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day when we were arguing
I enjoy
about sandals.
That.
Interesting.
Yeah. It intrigues me.
Huh.
Because, yeah you're like...
you're a pervert.
I wouldn't call it perverse, it. Dude. I would just say I have a specific taste in... What kind of tan lines?
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, sure.
It's all so loving. It's all so good.
Exactly. It's all loving. It's all so good. Thank you, Alex Jones.
The man who said it best.
The man who said it best. Nobody else.
As he always does.
As he always does. I believe every word he says.
Is he going to be the vice for RFK?
Oh, that'd be dope.
That'd be a
dude.
Good combo. Two yoked brothers.
Kennedy Jones, dude. Kennedy Jones sounds dude, like a would, porn star.
Kennedy Jones does sound like a
porn star. I'm sure it's a porn star. No, I know. I'm sure because I've seen her videos.
Oh, yeah. She's the one with the missing arm.
That's Rebecca.
Oh.
Yeah, you're thinking about Mary, dude.
A little nugget pee.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Nugget porn. Woo-hoo. Pull it up at home, folks. Pull up nugget porn. Look it up. Look it up. Pull it up, Jamie.
My friend made a good point the other day. She was watching our show, and she said, I'm surprised they never call you Chris Jamie.
Oh, that's
I was
pretty
like,
good.
Dang, you're more clever than we are.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know who this person
yeah,
is.
Yeah, seriously, I've like, never met her in my life.
Yeah.
Maybe I have, though, because I've gone to school with you since elementary.
you know, you
so what the
haven't.
Hell?
But, no, you definitely yeah. haven't. Pedro, go fuck yourself.
I will tonight.
Oh, all right.
Last year, the Washington Post reported details of a genocidal Russian plan to kidnap Ukrainian children and give them new Russian families.
Whoa.
After killing the whole town.
Wow.
And you know what they say about genocide? It takes a village.
True.
Nice.
I love you, son.
I like that.
These are giving the children new families.
Right.
Because if they're Ukrainian, they have terrible parents.
They're not complete savages. I mean,
what are they doing in Ukraine? I would be in Russia ASAP.
They're going to Nazi schools and shit, dude. That's what they're doing over there.
Go to Russia with them.
I fucking shared a... Sorry, I just totally stepped on you. I just... I shared a thing this week.
It's not the last time I was going to do it.
I can't remember what it was. I like commented on one of Tim Dillon's posts. Some lady liked it, and then she followed me. And, like, ooh. I had a post that said, nobody likes my stuff or something like that. I made a joke about it, but I can't remember what it was. And she said, that's not true.
Nobody likes my stuff.
Yeah, no, this is what it was.
Nobody likes my stuff.
I said, if it wasn't for sex bots, I would get no likes on my posts.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, that's not true. And I said, if you're not a sex bot, identify every square with a like post.
Uh-huh.
And it was just all squares of Nazi flags, like on Nazi swastikas on Ukrainian flags.
Uh-huh.
And she fucking flipped out.
Oh, no.
She, like, wrote me a DM. She's like, I was just trying to make friends with other Tim Dillon fans, and you ruined it. And it turns out she's from Germany. And she was freaking out because they can
go to jail.
They can go to jail.
They have that shit in there.
For posting or storing any kind of Nazi paraphernalia on their devices.
That's why I like America. I can have a whole closet full of Nazi
stuff. That's why I agree.
And I do.
And I do, and I will. And I have all my Nike Air Max is Nazis. Yeah. I have it all, dude. Mm.
Couple of Hugo Boss
Nazi suits, Nazi Air Max.
Yeah, Air Max.
That's,
I'm trying to search for what the fucking shoe was. So obviously I'm joking. I don't have any Nazi paraphernalia. No. I would. If I had enough money, I would. It's worth a lot of money.
Oh, it's a good collection, dude, if you can get the right pieces.
I would just love to bring my friends and family and be like, are you ready for this? Let me go.
I worked on this room all summer. Are you guys ready for this?
Just go into the closet and then you open another door and just like.
You come out as a Nazi.
Isn't this amazing? Look, and it's the baby room.
You can feel the history.
It's
my daughter's Nazi paraphernalia. I don't support it. They make good stuff. I want her to learn
about history.
It's 80 years later and still exactly. Held up nice. Dude, I buy something from Gap, it breaks in a couple weeks.
I know.
Isn't that crazy, though? I mean, like, they literally just went from one end to the other of being Nazis. In Germany.
They're trying to recorrect.
Sounds like an authoritarian regime you're living under.
Right. Isn't it like an immediate 5 years if you like deny the Holocaust or some shit like that?
I'm not sure.
They have some weird ass
rules. But they do have some laws against it.
Let's try. Yeah. Let's all try to get.
Yeah. Let's Roseanne Barr it, dude.
You should die right now.
Oh, man. What a lady.
Yeah, isn't that crazy, man? I couldn't believe that. I mean, she was tripping hard, and I deleted it out of respect for her because I was like, that's crazy. And if I would have paid attention that you were from Germany, I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, if I would have looked into your bio, the first sentence of your bio at all, then.
Yeah. Was she hot?
I'm just like an older gal.
Ugh.
What was that? Ugh, dude. You don't like older gals?
No, dude. That's nasty.
Apparently she.
I don't like used cars. You want to buy a new car? Not some.
I've always
got multiple owners.
I've always gotten used.
Lots of miles on it.
I'm worried about the miles for sure. I make sure to keep it under 100K.
Needs a radiation flush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a Reddit post where this dude had calculated the miles of dick his girlfriend had taken.
Oh shit! No way. Yeah. She had
then
mile,
broke
high
up
mileage?
With her because of it. I was like, Jesus Christ!
How many miles?
120K.
It was like 10,000 miles of dick.
What?
But he was counting in and out strokes. So really, it was
he doubled it up.
Yeah, it's like you were just trying to find an excuse.
Yeah, you didn't want to be with this bitch. Yeah. You just wanted to dump her, and you're like, that's the most logical way I can do that.
He was all, if the average penis is like 5.5 inches, and she had sex with 30 guys a week, or whatever the fuck she said.
30 guys a week?
Yeah, or something.
What a fucking slut, dude. I don't mean to slut shame, but what a
whore.
What a whore. Yeah.
Were they dating while she was getting all this dick?
No, she was just telling him
about an abundance of dick.
Her past.
That was a bad surprise.
Why do you even ask about the past?
It's hard not to be curious. You have to kind of ask.
There are certain things you
never ask about the past.
6 million Jews should die.
True.
There's the, you know, the red flags that you ask about the past for, but then I get the details, like, how many dudes, what's your number? Like, that shit's so
Have you taken enough body
count? The I-10 interstate.
Body count, Can you build a fucking road from Maine to fucking California?
I'm touring the I-10 interstate on the dicks my girlfriend sucked.
From Nogales to Eloy, dude. She's got...
And you can do the underwater railroad all the way to Hawaii, even, dude.
Yeah, that's the underground railroad. That's all the black dicks.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Nothing wrong with that. I don't see one. What's the problem with that?
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. Break up.
I tell you, I like dick.
Break, yeah, true. That's probably what she said to him. That's, yeah, that's her defense.
He's like, what can I say?
I told you, I like dick.
Yeah, that would
hurt. You when we met.
Yeah, that would hurt. That'd be a hurtful one. I couldn't do it.
That would be hurtful.
Yeah, I'm just like, I like dick.
I like dick. What do you want me to do?
I guess I like pussy.
I mean, yeah.
You know, so it's like, what do you do?
True, but...
it's real question.
I don't know, man.
Well, that's why you got to get them young.
Just how...
Oh, she's got some miles on her.
She's building the Underground Railroad over here. What the hell? Oh, man, that's so dumb.
Yeah.
What a dumb reason to break up with somebody.
Yeah, that's an excuse.
I don't know. I think that I could do that.
Really?
Yeah. It would bother me. I'm insecure.
Yeah, but that's dumb.
Yeah.
It is dumb.
Do you understand
that? I was single till I was like 33?
Yeah.
I'm almost 35 now, dude. I'm almost halfway to 40.
Well, you're giving me hope, dude.
Yeah. You're a pot now, dude.
And I'm a pot.
Yep.
Pop.
That's crazy, man. What else? What's on the docket, dude?
Yeah, show us a video or two of your fucking shit.
Well, it's the end of Transpride. Oh, actually, hold on. First, I would just like to say happy birthday, Nick.
Thank you.
It's coming up.
Oh, shit.
I meant to bring you a gift, but I couldn't afford it, so.
That's okay. That's the
thought
that counts.
I brought you the gift of my presence.
I gave you a beer.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Damn, dude. What an unselfish guy you are. Yeah. Selfless is what the word. Yeah, that's the word I wanted, but I couldn't think about it as fast.
Hell yeah. Happy birthday, faggot.
Thank you.
It's like, God bless you, that drop we have.
God bless you, fucking faggot American.
It's aggressive, dude.
That is so aggressive.
I want to have neighbors just so I can be like that.
In that video, I know, right? Wouldn't that be such a better fucking neighborhood, dude?
What's up, faggot?
just like the fucking window peeping I'd be doing, just like out of my own window, obviously, my kitchen window, I can see the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I'm not peeping in other people's windows. I just want to make that clear. You just fucking get all the drama, dude.
Yeah.
You just watch fucking Sally go up to fucking Susan's house and they brawl it out, dude. Calling each other the F words and D's words and stuff.
Yeah, you're just talking about the neighborhood we grew up in, dude.
You're not wrong. Yeah. Well, that's why I miss it, I guess.
Yeah, you know, dude, it's nostalgia.
Now the neighborhood that I'm in is all fucking hoity-toity and cookie cutter, dude. Yeah. So
White.
Oh, well, yeah.
I wasn't going to move into any other kind of neighborhood.
Why would you invest your money in that? It's crazy.
There's no hope there. What are
talk
you
about a bad investment.
Thank you for that hit. Oh man. No, that video is like some dude driving by and he's like, he's trying to mess with the guy. He's like, dad, because the guy's pantless in the video.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, dad, where are your pants? And he goes, oh, I'm a fire. The guy's on drugs. Obviously he's like, I'm a firefighter. Firefighter for the whatever, wherever he's at, LA unit or whatever. And then he's like, have a good day, you fucking faggot American. Oh, man, that video cracked me up, dude.
Oh, yeah. It's even funnier the way you tell it.
Yeah, you had a lot of good details in there.
The fire hydrant.
I see you trying to fucking explain videos, doggy. Come on.
I'll explain every video you want me to. Let's watch it.
So moving on, it's also the end of Pride Month.
Thank God.
So
bummer, dude.
Jesus.
What a bummer.
I am so thankful I don't have to hear from those
for another year, dude.
3 months from now, you'll miss it, dude. Be like, remember when everybody was gay?
Remember when Target had a trans section? It's crazy. Not just Skittles and dollar bins.
I miss that time, dude. It'd be like the good old days. June's.
Mikey Paints it in the chat. What's up, buddy?
What's up, Mikey Paints? What do you feel the... trans
month. How do you feel about the trans
section?
How do you feel about the trans month ending? Or the, yeah.
And so in honor of such, let's watch a
video. We will murder one right now.
Sacrifice for the gods.
¿Quién crees que eres?
That's terrible.
So here's a...
How would you even say that, dude?
Have you met them?
People are going to think we mean this shit.
Here's a trans person.
Oh, great. Okay. Pedro's aunt.
I wish I had a trans aunt. Oh, me That'd too. Be so much
a
fun.
A trans aunt?
What are you, a Pontiac? A trans aunt, dude. Is her dog trans?
She's looking distressed. Oh my God, some darkness is forming.
She herself. She just whizzed herself.
And her jeans.
Damn. What the hell is even that, dude?
That's a Macho Man move, dude.
Oh no, she's like
asserting her dominance. She's trying to. She's walking a dog. She's showing her.
Oh, this is the first time she does it.
She dresses just like my ex. She kind of looks like her. Same hair color. Pissing in public.
Oh, so she dresses a lot.
She does this a lot in public, dude. And that's what gets her off.
Yep, she's liking it. She's
what
digging
the
it.
Hell, dude? Oh, that is so wrong.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie. I've seen beheadings that make me less uncomfortable than this.
I don't think it's that bad, dude. I like the dogs looking away even.
Honestly,
the dogs like, you fucking disgusting whore. Yeah,
giving her privacy.
I was another one. Dude, this is a compilation.
She just does this. Is
this team. Video was uploaded to XTube. That's what it says on top, dude.
I pissed myself drunk walking home.
I've done that too.
Dude, it was bad. No, I think two times I've done that.
Oh, she's liking that one. That
oh yeah,
right
she like damn.
That's crazy, dude.
I mean, that is disgusting.
Why incorporate the dog in your fucking?
Well, let's go pee too.
True.
So
we gotta go potty.
Yeah,
they both go potty. I was like, yeah, let's go potty. Find a spot. Like, find a spot. The
dog's like, fuck. Jesus
Christ. Fucking. And you know what? At least she's doing it outside instead of in the women's. But like, that's what happens when you don't let her in the women's room.
True.
Mm. You know what I mean?
Sure. She doesn't know where to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, what am I? A wild animal?
I have to go stand by. Yes.
But case in point, dude. How can I respect that? I'm not making videos like that. What if I did that? I get arrested. They call me a pedophile.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're
not wrong.
You'd have to register for sure. You'd have to register legally. You'd have to register.
That's true.
And I mean,
at least I'd be part of a team.
You'd be supported.
People like that are also like not helping. It's weird that there's not more pushback from the trans community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or they're like, we're not insane. We just like to stand on the side of the road and piss ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah.
But also that doesn't
represent how I see most trans people. I assume they all be outside.
As I'm like saying the completely opposite. I'm like, that doesn't represent all of them.
Most of them, sure. Yeah.
It's like that whole thing about how they're
the
always like
voice of reason over here.
Yeah, they're always like, oh, the trans people are coming for your kids and all that shit. Like, it's so crazy. That's a bunch of made up bullshit, dude.
I know. Who would
I'm coming after your kids? Nah, I'm joking. I'm making bad jokes today. That video pissed me off.
Oops. Well,
we're coming for your children. Damn,
our tits out. We're queer. We're coming for your children.
Imagine them storming down your neighborhood, dude, like that.
Oh my God.
How scary would that be?
I'm glad I own a gun.
Hold on, let me get my dick out.
Damn. I'm glad I own a gun.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so I guess they are coming for our kids.
Don't.
Never mind.
No, dude, it's just a catchy tune. It's a nice, catchy tune, dude.
We're here.
We're queer.
We're coming for your children. No, I thought it was coming on your children.
Oh, well. Depends who's singing it.
Oh, you didn't do it for them when they were singing it. Listen, a wisest male can't say it.
Yeah.
But the trans community can. This is America we live in, dude.
Yeah,
this is the American.
You still gotta love it, though, dude.
Yeah, that was like over the weekend
in LA.
I'm not sure where.
Oh God,
doesn't look like LA.
No,
I think it was
Seattle.
There's
too many ugly people in that video.
Is our podcast turning into Fox News? Are we Fox News dads?
1-877 queers for kids.
Oh yeah, that was a classic too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they're not coming for our children. They don't all piss outside. You gotta come on.
And neither of those things are true.
Yeah.
¿Quién crees que eres?
I pee outside all the time.
Not on the side of the road, Meal.
Well, yeah.
For sexual pleasure?
No, not for sexual pleasure. For the function of having to empty my bladder.
Well, that's why you're not a trans person.
That's the difference.
Don't you sometimes you could be a trans woman, though?
I mean, I could be if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Are you saying it's a choice?
Yeah.
It is a choice. Is it not?
Isn't it? I thought you were born that way.
Okay, Lady Gaga.
Catch me in a meat suit, dude.
Lady Gaga, Jew.
6 million Jews should die.
Was she Jewish?
She is Jewish.
You seen the snaz on her?
She is Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh. I've been listening to for all these years. Just listen to a fucking Jew?
Rah, rah, ooh la la.
That's Jewish.
Gaba gruel.
Yeah, that sucks. Damn. I'm going to throw out all of my records, all my Lady Gaga records now. I have to burn them. Well, no, 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 not burn them. Incinerate them.
Right, incinerate. Incinerate.
Gas them.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be high heat.
Or else the records will not burn. So you lost a fan today, Lady Gaga. Lady Juju.
Shouldn't have let us know. Should have kept that shit to yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
Wow.
That ruined my whole weekend.
Now your playlist is ruined for your vacation. God damn it.
God damn it, dude.
You're going to San Diego and you can't listen to Gaga on the way up there.
Is all entertainment run by them? I can't get away.
Oh, man. And now a word from presidential candidate RFK.
Ooh, ooh, I always love when he says
vaccine.
Yo, homies, yoked,
my dude. Uncle.
Damn.
Dr. Peter Hotez is a dork-ass bitch.
Homies, yoked.
How old is he? Look at those nipples, dude.
69.
Are they long? Did he have long nipples?
Yeah, he had long nipples, dude.
Can we fast forward to the nipples?
Look at those nips, dude.
Those lips
are poking out.
Dude, hard,
dude, they're casting shade for sure.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Those nipples can talk better than he can. Crazy. They're hard as hell, dude. Imagine him becoming president and just have his nipples stick out.
Homie is yoked. Oh, dude, yeah. My wife showed me that video, and she was like, RFK, though.
She's trying to make you jealous.
And then a wet spot started to show up in her pants.
I'm like, are you trans? I was like, what the hell's going on here, dude?
Damn.
Trying to hit on RFK, dude.
69, dude.
What a great number.
Not old enough.
Not old enough.
Yeah,
not
I feel like you need more experience to be president.
I would agree with you guys.
A couple more years.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 or so.
A couple more miles of dick before you can get into the White House.
That's crazy. I can't stop looking at him, dude. He's such great physique. He looks like a fucking Greek statue or something, you know?
He looks like he has very little fun. When I see people that look like that, I'm like, you don't have fun.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm
what
just like,
kind of fun?
They're eating on a strict fucking thing. They're going to bed.
Well, that's
at
called, that's
a
just called
an hour.
Different lifestyles, dude.
It's dumb, dude. That shit's getting me. Yeah.
Are you projecting insecurities because you want to be that dude?
I don't want to be that because I know what kind of time and
you
effort
don't
that takes.
Solid.
Are you think I can't drink a Modelo Sandia every fucking week? That's sad.
He probably drinks more than you.
No,
I doubt it.
Yeah. I doubt it too. Actually, yeah. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, you're lying.
He's a health freak, dude.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean by like. That's what I mean by just different lifestyles, dude. It's a lifestyle he chose, and you chose the fucking.
He will live to be 69. I will not.
Sandy. Exactly.
Cheers to that.
Yes, sir.
Salud, boys.
Woo, woo.
Good to have the gang back.
It is good to be. This is flying by, dude. What a time we're having.
Yeah, for real.
What a time you guys are having at home watching these three boys do their shenanigans at the Who Do You Think You Are podcast. What a pleasure.
And by the way, how did Dr. Peter Hotez know COVID-19 had zoonotic origins? He could tell right off the bat. I love you, son.
Legitimately, I thought he was asking a question at first, and I was like, I'm not going to.
Zoonotic? I've never heard
this.
That word before.
I'm not
gonna like
know
it.
This, yeah.
Like, babe,
what does that mean?
Babe, your pussy smells zoonotic.
Zoonotic, yeah.
Just nautical, dude. Wow.
Wow. You turned it good.
I'm not saying it's bad. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
It smells like a bat cave in here.
Really fills the room.
What the hell is this? Wuhan or what's going on, dude?
All right.
Vajuhan.
Well, wait a fumble the ball, Pedro. Way to end the hacky sack. We're just three guys hanging out.
You're pretty much talking to yourself, so.
All right.
Yep, so that was all the videos I had. It's actually, we're getting pretty close to wrap-up time, yeah, Nick?
Didn't Pedro have videos?
Oh, I did. I didn't know if we had time or not, though.
Yeah, let's.
I saw a couple
of videos.
Let's watch some videos.
If my fiance is going to get mad at me, she's going to get mad at me. I'll be drunk, dude. By the time she comes home, I'll be drunk.
It's, like, it's good. Like, huh?
So she'll keep her mouth shut because she know I'm going to get aggressive.
I do not get aggressive with my woman.
No, CJ. If anything, you probably retreat, right?
No, I'm verbally abusive.
Hell yeah. Yeah. That's the way Nick has the dark tetrad traits. He's manipulative and vindictive.
Absolutely. Yes. Dude, have you guys seen this video?
Awesome segue, Pedro.
That was awesome.
Have you guys seen this video?
You're getting good at this.
Homie's at his wedding, I think. And he's like showing off. He's got a fucking little Glock on him.
He's like, check this out.
Pow! Shoots it in the air.
Damn.
Obviously, ladies are like joking, like, why would you do that, Jimmy?
He's all, you like that shit? Dude, yeah, look how powerful
little
I am.
Kid hates it over. He's like being traumatized. He hands him the fucking.
Oh!
And then he
shot his hand.
Dude, he checks if there's one in the barrel or one in the chamber.
Yeah, one in the chamber.
By shooting himself in the hand.
By shooting himself in the hand.
Because he pops it off in the air and then he drops the clip, but he doesn't rack it to get rid of the
bullet out.
Yeah, to get the one that's in the chamber, and he just points it at his hand and pow! And then you can see the bone poking out the back of his hand and shit.
So bad. Play it again one more time. Let's watch. It's a short clip.
I do this with my Nerf gun.
Homie legit hates it. The little boy is like, what the hell?
Well, I would hate that,
and
too.
And everybody in the room now.
If I see a guy like that shooting a gun, I'm scared.
I'm hating it, too. What the hell?
Everybody in the room right now, the only thing they can hear is beep.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Boom. Bone just poking right out the back,
and then just blood dripping on the ground.
Obama still did worse things to his family.
That's true. That doesn't take away from that at all.
Yeah, speaking of trans, anyways, we'll
Michelle
move on.
Obama.
We'll move on. What's this other one, Pedro? Why are we watching this?
Y'all guys seen the sensei rip on this guitar?
And also, why can't we hear it?
Yeah.
Who's that? Steven Seagal?
Steven Seagal just ripping on a guitar,
oh
dude.
Oh, my
singing.
God. He's not singing.
He looks bloated, doesn't he? He looks like a body you find 3 days after it's dead.
That's me at 69.
For real, though, right?
Whoa.
Well, so you said it. I disagreed.
That's an and one on that. The first time you add and one on me.
Sorry.
And one.
Yeah, basketball. Style. Are you scared of basketball?
I wasn't sure if you tried a yes and or if
that's what I meant.
That's what I thought.
No, homie was ripping on the guitar, dude. It was a dope video.
I wish I never saw that.
Have you ever seen him running in early movies? You know, it's like some of his early movies. That's how I was like, dude, this guy runs
that's how
so
I fuck.
Fast.
What does he do?
He's like, just weird. He like flails.
No, in the early movies, he would like put his hand like straight up, and I was like, "That's so fucking aerodynamic, dude! Why didn't I think of this?
Yeah.
You know? It's my fists that are slowing me down.
Yeah,
because my hands are clenched. That's why I can't run fast.
As a dumb fucking 8-year-old watching one of his old flicks, though, dude. Like, I'm like, that's right.
And you start shaving all your body hair and stuff, so there's less resistance.
Oh yeah, I wanted to be Steven Seagal, dude.
Really? I don't think I've ever seen a Steven Seagal movie.
Really?
Yeah. Fire down.
I couldn't name
dude.
A Steven Seagal movie, but I know. I've seen at least 5 or 6.
Huh. Fire Down Below was my favorite Steven Seagal movie. I used to watch it all the time because my stepmom always watched
Had
Lifetime.
A Fire Down Below.
This relates to me.
And I always thought that was funny because it's called Fire Down Below, and I'm like, huh. You know what I mean? And it's about like people storing like nuclear waste under a town or something.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
So like Russia or Ukraine.
There's like
and now he's doing that in real life, dude.
There's like
isn't he a Russian citizen? He lives in Russia.
So. He's got dual citizenship, I believe, yeah.
Yeah. I think he lives out there the majority of the time.
I would, too.
So he doesn't like
they
the
They don't
Ukraine,
do Gay Pride Month. I'll tell you that. They do anti-Gay Pride Month every month.
Russian at Jews, more like it. R.I.P. Norm.
Yeah.
A college professor arrested.
Uh-oh.
Let me guess why.
Go ahead.
Who fucked
having
the
an
dogs?
Inappropriate... relationship with a male student.
Pretty close.
Really?
Inappropriate relationship with a male dog.
Oh. Dude, what the hell? You got it. You said fuck my dog. Did you know about the article? Did you send it?
Yeah, I sent this last week, and you guys didn't read it. I forgot about it.
We were busy talking about the Titanic. The ultimate distraction.
The ultimate distraction. That's what we've learned.
Yeah.
Right?
It's pretty obvious.
Penn State professor charged with repeated sex acts with dog in state forest.
That guy looks like a dog. I think we should let it. We should
let
it
slide.
Yeah, let it slide.
He's one of them.
The way that it let it slide, saw that little dog's butt.
He's a shih tzu, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Shih tzu.
So
do you fuck a dog in the vagina or the asshole? Oh, it's a male
or
dog.
Or does the dog fuck you?
Oh.
Me, personally, I fuck the dog.
Okay. You're the alpha and then pack.
Exactly.
But yeah. No, that's just because Nick fucks animals all the time, so. Yeah.
Is there a
banana in the room?
Actually, there was. I forgot to grab
it, dude.
And listen, bananas foster, but apples adopt.
I would hand over the banana now.
Yeah, that's when you get the banana.
I love you, son. He reportedly told police, "I do it to blow off steam."
I get
just
it.
Blowing off a little steam in the forest.
Using my dog like a fleshlight to blow off some steam, yeah. Officers.
Steam was his dog's name.
Can I ask you an honest question?
Yeah, sure.
What's worse, fucking a dog or peeing yourself while walking your dog?
That's a good question. It's a moral conundrum.
It battles all of my inner beliefs.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Mm. It's hard to pick a side.
But you have to. You have to pick a side. Welcome to the chat, Bradford. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, Bradford.
We're talking about dog fucking, Brad.
Yeah.
Would you rather
fuck a dog or piss yourself on the side of the road?
While walking a dog.
True. That's a very important key. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're both so embarrassing.
So embarrassing. Whoa.
64-year-old. 64. He's younger
almost RFK.
Than,
yeah, dude.
Temis Matsoukas, Greek. Ooh.
Oh, they used to do that in Greece all the time, though. Little boys, dogs.
He's just trying to bring the empire back.
That's
dude.
That's true. The great empire.
Yeah. Dude.
He was, until very recently, a chemical engineering professor at Penn State University.
That's high. That's up there, dude. Penn State? And a chemical engineer?
For 30 years.
Oh, yeah. Sheesh. He was,
He was probably on some chemicals when he fucked that dog.
Why do you say that? You ever seen a pretty looking dog?
He's a fucking tenured fucking professor, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking dogs.
Hell yeah.
Like the guy teaching me how to separate gold from whatever.
What's the problem? He's teaching how to separate your dog's
I don't know what chemical engineering is, but.
That's what it that means.
That's you insert your penis
one
in
part
a dog's
of
butthole.
Chemical engineering.
¿Quién crees que eres?
We will be the ultimate race. Dog, half human.
Half Greek, half dog. Which is like 75% dog. Greeks are dogs. The strange tale of his arrest begins.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
He just read the author's thing.
The strange tale of his arrest begins in 2014 when police caught surveillance footage of via trail cams.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Of a man committing sexual acts with a collie dog. So, like a border collie.
Those are great dogs.
If I was going to have sex
collie.
With any dog,
border collie.
It'd be a border collie.
Yeah,
you
want to
get across the border, dog? You better suck this dick. The incident was at a privately owned camp. Authorities say Matsoukas was filmed on the trail cams of another camp after this 2014 incident.
Damn.
He's just like finding trail cams to fuck his dog in front
That's
of.
That's kinky.
Yeah. Extra kinky.
That
a dog
probably gets him off so hard.
Has a little kink in it.
Man, I wonder if I've ever performed sex acts in front of a trail camera.
Maybe.
Every time I have sex in an Airbnb.
Oh, yeah. I always think about that.
Dude, I always think about a video popping up online and be like, just.
Mexican
doesn't
video.
Please wife.
Mexican performs poorly.
17 Modelos later, just a meme.
In April 2023, yes, 9 years later, police saw yet another incident where they saw a man in a black ski mask, naked from the waist down, on a trail cam at a restroom near the Alan Seeger parking area.
He's getting risky.
That's a beautiful scene.
He's getting risky, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting
risky for the biscuit.
Risky for the biscuit. That's what they always say. He's getting cocky with his dog fucking.
Yeah, for sure.
He's getting risky with his cock.
Oh, yeah.
Dog fucking.
But now you know you can train a dog to fuck, so.
Yeah.
You think you groom these dogs?
I mean, there's thousands of people that are fucking dogs in the world. That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy? We're getting fucked by dogs.
I've talked about this before, but I mean, we've had this problem since the Bible.
Right.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's why we had the first flood, is because people wouldn't stop fucking their animals.
Yeah.
They were and like, Jesus said, you know what? Animals. I got to do something.
And then Noah's like, I'm going to take two of every animal and fuck them. Prisoners on a boat.
And Jesus will never know.
I love fucking animals so much. I will build a boat to fuck animals.
What if he coerced fucking God into saying, be like, look, God, I know you're about to wipe out everybody, but what if you give me a chance? Let me gather two of every animal. Mm-hmm. So after, you know, they'd be able to procreate.
That way we still have the animals. You shouldn't blame the animals because we like to fuck them.
Right, exactly.
I'll take it out on them. I'll take it out on them.
We are made in your image, God. So you low key like fucking animals. So you,
obviously, you're the one who made him fuck in the first place. That is crazy. Like, it's been going on for so long that you almost have to wonder, like, if like
if it feels good. If it's because
these guys might be on to something.
Yeah, I mean, same, yeah.
But I mean, like, if it's like biological, if it's just like some wires getting crossed,
we're animals, dude. Yeah. Yeah. We're animals. We're different types of mammals, dude.
We're changing our genders. We're fucking dogs. We're fucking animals. What's the problem?
We're coming for your kids.
We're coming for your kids. That's the issue. Dude.
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month, everybody. We're proud of you.
I legit mean it, though. Happy Pride Month. I'm glad you guys have a month.
Yeah. You apropos guys. Of nothing, happy Pride Month. Mm-hmm. The state park had originally set up cams to catch suspected thieves taking hand sanitizer from the restroom. Well, they got a little bit more than they thought they were going for, dude.
Like, dude, I just want to watch some dude wash his hands. What like, the
now
hell?
I have to sanitize my eyeballs. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that'd be a tough thing to see.
From Fox 43, Matsoukas is seen on video allegedly attempting to record himself performing the acts on an electronic tablet.
Hell yeah.
The parking lot camera captured Matsoukas performing similar acts in May. The Alan Seeger parking area.
Is it the same dog, though? Can I ask that question?
That's a good
Do
question.
Do we know if that's the same
know.
Dog?
We don't know. Probably is.
Probably is because I'm...
Surely there's consent there.
Do you think the dog was asking for it?
What was the dog?
Was he a bad boy?
To being a naughty boy.
The Alan Seeger parking area where the alleged acts are said to have occurred.
Also true, was it a male dog or a female dog? We don't know that.
It was
that.
Male, yeah. I think he said, right?
Well, I said that because I just assumed if he's fucking a dog, he's probably
because
gay.
If you're going to fuck a dog, it's going to be a male dog.
He's probably
dog.
Gay.
Oh, man.
I'd fuck a fucking female dog with all his tits.
Yeah. Well, eight fucking tits, dude. Holy shit.
So, a state forest road frequently used by visitors to access a nearby parking area was within viewing distance of the acts that occurred, and a month later, the professor allegedly returned to the same spot to engage in the bestiality, and that's...
Well, they always pee at the same spot, you know, because of the pheromones and stuff, yeah. So...
Fun, and that's, fun fact for Pride Month, bestiality is also what I call gay sex.
Because you're going to
Oh, God, okay, here, we have descriptions, we have descriptions.
Oh, we have description.
Yep. Bradford said he's got the volume down because he's watching The Bachelorette with his wife.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's probably better that way.
You could probably syncs up like a very like Wizard of Oz, Pink Floyd.
Yeah, yeah. We would definitely have one of those.
Hold on, because I'm responding to Bradford right now. Post. Different videos capture that same day. Captured that same day during the incident, allegedly show Matsoukas moving his iPad to various spots and positions.
Nice.
You got to get to
production value.
He's a director.
At least he's, not letting that good education go to waste.
Absolutely. Chemical engineer knows how to direct.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I always
say. You want to see that dog drooling, dude.
King Chris.
At one point.
Whimpering.
King Chris.
That's just
twisting his ears.
Dude, what the hell? He's fucking yanking fucking back puke. On those ears. You like that, bitch? What the hell? He's fucking getting handfuls of eight tits at the same time. What the hell?
Sounds like heaven.
Talk about
They're both licking
heaven,
the dog's
dude.
Balls. Him and the dog. At one point, investigators say he began to rub his chest and masturbate.
Nice.
He then bent over and pulled the dog's leash, getting the dog to lick his anus while he continued.
Nice. God.
That's that's different. That doesn't sound that bad.
No, I mean, fucking the dog wants it.
Oh yeah, dude.
They're fucking doing foreplay over here. What the hell?
That's how I give my dog food through my fecal matter.
God bless you, fucking faggot, America.
Oh, oh god,
it's a fun story for the Fult family. I can't believe this isn't on the news.
Yeah, why isn't this mainstream media?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. He got caught, and he reportedly became visibly nervous.
Was he in one of the four states that allow bestiality? Remember we went over this, boys?
The states of bestiality. The states of bestiality.
New Mexico. Or whichever ones they were.
I definitely don't remember.
Pedro?
Let me pull the list out.
Where are you going on vacation again?
Yeah, I can't recall.
San Diego.
Bringing the dogs. Yeah.
So investigators found him. They found
a dog
that matched.
Sex with a bitch out there, dude.
And then, visibly nervous, he said, "I'm done. I'm dead." And at one point, he said he asked the police to shoot him. He said, "I need to die."
Whoa!
Damn.
It's not wrong.
That was the dog. Take me out back.
I need to be done with this. I can't handle it anymore. He's been fucking me for 14 years.
You know how many years of dog ears that is? How many ass licking that is?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that story, CJ.
You're welcome. Yeah. So what did he? He's in jail now for fucking animals?
Oh, he's fine. He's free.
He was at Pride Month last month.
Community service.
Yeah, I guess so.
Clean the trails.
Yeah.
He's at Pride
Month. Yeah, you have to man the petting zoo for the state fair for free.
Oh, no. For community service? No.
Goats will eat anything.
Matsoukas faces charges of open lewdness, indecent exposure, sexual intercourse with an animal, animal cruelty, and disorderly conduct. Mm-hmm. And he has been put on leave ahead of his hearing next month.
Damn, they fired him for fucking a dog, dude?
They didn't fire him for fucking a dog, actually.
Yeah. Oh, he's on leave.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Be like, well, he's a good guy. He's a good professor.
They got to keep him on a short leash now, dude. All right, guys. That was fun. But
okay, 627. We've got one more thing if you want to end on it. It's up to you. It's another story.
If your lady's going to be mad, she's going to be mad.
Yeah, I probably got
to roll out on that.
You said it earlier, dude. What the hell?
Just because you're in an unhappy relationship doesn't mean you have to try to project it back on
me. Dude, I'm going to go home to an empty house.
The last two things, just so you guys know, to wrap Pride Month up, are police found four kids in a Boston home filled with transsexual people and drugs, and there was a dead guy in there.
Whoa.
So that's
that has
cool.
Nothing to do with Pride Month, dude.
And lastly, Bud Light has officially fired both of the executives of the marketing team that did the Dylan Mulvaney thing.
Damn.
So that's pretty crazy.
So this Bud's for you.
Happy Pride Month, everybody.
I was literally drinking a Bud Light.
Amor y paz.
I'm gay.
6 million Jews should die right now.